And now this is a dictation for Myrna, M-Y-R-N-A, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-T, June 1940, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N-N-P, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, consultation for Mrs. Kenneth, who has chronic kidney disease, excuse me, who has abnormal kidney function. We did a teleconference with participation of the daughter, Susan, S-U-S-A-N. She has a remote history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma requiring chemotherapy and radiation treatment, dislocalized into the area of the neck. This has caused chronic dysphagia, dry mouth. This was in 94, 95, apparently on remission. There has been chronic elevation of calcium and progressive rising of creatinine. Weight is down from 130 to 110 over the last couple of years. She says to be eating three meals, but small portions. She has the chronic dysphagia, which is baseline for her. There is no vomiting, no diarrhea, if anything, constipation, no bleeding. She's chronically incontinent of urine. The last episode of infection in the urine 2-3 years ago, no kidney stones, no blood. She's not aware of protein in the urine. She has chronic lymphedema from complications of the lymphoma on the left lower extremity. Denies open ulcers, denies any fluid through the skin, has chronic numbness in that area, not very physically active, unsteady but no falling episode, uses walker as needed. There is also a chronic shooting pain on the left side, back, hip, and leg. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agent, no chest pain palpitation. There is dyspnea activity but not at rest, no purulent material hemoptysis, no upper respiratory symptoms or oxygen, no sleep apnea or CPAP machine. Orthopnea PND, chronic tachycardia, but no syncope, no skin rash bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no fever, no headaches, no enlargement of lymph nodes. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension on treatment, thyroid replacement, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, hyperlipidemia, denies diabetes, although record says that A1C is elevated only on diet, no advanced thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke, no coronary artery disease, no history of arrhythmia, congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or pacemaker, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no kidney stones, liver disease, gout, or pneumonia. Next paragraph. Surgeries for gallbladder, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, benign condition. A lymph node resection with the diagnosis of lymphoma, prior chemotherapy port that was removed, surgery for the left cataract lens implant on the eye, prior procedures for the right eye compromised by radiation, eventually blind, some basal cell cancer on the face. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, she's the only sibling left from seven brothers and sisters. She has four daughters. One of them died, but no kidney disease. Next paragraph, allergies to amoxicillin, erythromycin, sulfa, IV contrast, Ativan. Next paragraph, medications include lisinopril, Lasix, thyroid replacement, Elavil, Restoril, aspirin, Lescol, and Lidoderm patches. No calcium pills and no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, she is chronically ill, muscle wasting, decreased hearing, normal speech, blind from the right eye, drooling both sides of the mouth, no facial asymmetry, speech is soft but alert or intestine free, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from February calcium at 10.9 for a normal albumin. Creatinine progressively rising, presently 1.5 for a GFR of 33, stage 3B. A normal sodium potassium elevated bicarbonate at 32. Liver function test not elevated. 2021, calcium 10.9, creatinine 1.3. 2020, creatinine 1.3. PTH 119, 161, 132. Albumin in the urine at 53 milligrams per gram. A 24-hour urine collection for calcium. Calcium level low at 64. A1C at 6.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Workup in progress. Next number, hypercalcemia with high PTH. Cannot rule out primary hyperparathyroidism, as the abnormalities has been high even when the kidney function in the past was not as compromised. Next number, history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma with prior chemotherapy radiation. Next number, chronic lymphedema on the left lower extremity. Next number, muscle wasting, weight loss. Next number, hypertension, which apparently is fairly well controlled. Next paragraph, comments. We are going to do a kidney ultrasound post-void bladder to make sure that there is no obstruction from the prior lymphoma or recurrence. The elevated calcium needs further workup. I'm going to check for vitamin D125, which could be related to lymphoma. She is not on any calcium or vitamin D replacement. We might do further testing for primary hyperparathyroidism with a nuclear medicine scan. We need to see if the urine shows any activity for blood protein or cells. We need to repeat chemistries to assess for progression. We are going to see her back with all these results within the next few weeks. Further advice with results and plan of action in terms of education of advanced kidney disease and further workup for elevated calcium. End of dictation.